Proclamation number 6373 of 8th of October, 1955. Paradise of the New Earth. The Earth will lose its old appearance. Completely new creations will arise. Extremely attractive regions will delight people who will enliven this new Earth. A new period of time will begin, but under completely different conditions, because it is no longer necessary for creation to develop slowly. Because external forms only have to be produced again for the maturing spiritual substance which correspond to the degree of maturity. But because all degrees of development already exist, thus creations of all kinds can be given to this spiritual substance as external cover. Therefore a long period of creation is no longer necessary, but at the moment the new earth can be created. That is, the surface of the previous earth can be reshaped. The landfulness always observed by God will nevertheless not be overturned, for the people of the new earth do not know the time in which the new creation took place, even though the knowledge of it could no longer harm them, since they have recognized God's power and glory after what has gone before and are fully believing. So that even unusual activity on God's part does not mean a compulsion of faith for them. A completely new phase begins in the lives of these people, who will be raptured at the end to be brought back to the new earth as the tribe of the new generation. They certainly feel on earth again, but their souls are already spirit allies to such an extent that the barriers in which people otherwise move on earth fall away. The spiritual kingdom is accessible to them insofar as they are in contact with the beings of the kingdom of light, that they can communicate with them unhindered, that they no longer have to suffer from earthly heaviness, and that their life is only of service to the next generation which, although it also has a certain degree of maturity, is nevertheless already more connected with earth due to its spiritual ascent. There will be a state of peace and bliss on earth because evil will be silenced for a long time, because the originator of evil is bound and can no longer exert any influence on people, and therefore a good harvest for the kingdom of light can be recorded for a long time. Whether complete redemption from the form is assured, and thus God's adversary will also lose an immense amount of power because his followers will constantly decrease. Until one day he will free himself from the fetter again, because people themselves will help him to do so. Because soul will turn more towards matter again, which means liberation for God's adversary. But it will take a long time until this happens, because the world of light is infinitely capable of the direct contact with people on earth as the best influence on them, and people's will is always directed upwards, for the strength of love works so powerfully in them, love for God fills their being, and they only ever want, think and act in His will. They are intimately united with Him through love and guide themselves as well as that which is bound in creation surrounding them to redemption. The new earth will be a paradise such as you humans cannot imagine. But blessed is he who may experience it. Blessed is he who endures to the end, for he will be partaker of a life on earth in bliss. Amen.